This is a lovely book. Look, here's a list of the farmers who came to sell their grain to La Farinera. And what's this? A newspaper clipping from September 1910. Last Thursday, a ceremony was held in the courtyard of La Farinera to mark the inauguration of the new street lighting in Castelló de Ampurias.
Yes, my mother told me there was a big celebration with a band playing music and the dancing of sardanas. And it was all possible thanks to the power produced by the turbine in La Farinera. It was a reaction turbine called Francis, and it was installed in 1905.
Francis? The turbine had a name?
Yes, because it was invented by an Englishman called Francis. But the one in La Farinera was made by the Planes y Flaquer Company in Girona. With water from the mill race, this turbine was capable of producing much more power than the water wheels that had been used previously.
Yes, here it says that water dropping from a height of 5 metres produced 90 horsepower. Wow, that's the same as my car.
Exactly. And the good thing about Francis was that it could produce mechanical energy as well as electrical energy. So it could light up all the street lamps in Castelló. Inside the factory, all this power was sent to the drive shaft, which, with its pulleys and belts, made all the machines work. Sometimes the flow of water was insufficient, and the drive shaft had to be connected to an electric motor. Most of the belts in La Farinera were made of leather. Some that had broken were replaced with stronger rubber ones. Oh, listen to this. That's very interesting. The belt that made the turbine work was made of camel leather because it had to be very strong. The Francis turbine was, without doubt, the very heart of La Farinera. And even today, it works as well as it did on the first day.